Radio.
Yes, that would be me that you're shouting about, otherwise known as
Jeffrey T. Mason.
God, that sounds good. You know, I do a radio program called
The Jeffro Show.
I have got to learn how to get paid to shout.
What a scam.
It's been said before, but Jam Creative Productions is my number one choice for jingles. I have always wanted to say that on a jingle demo, but nobody lets me. From the very first Jam jingle I remember hearing on the radio.
Good morning. Ross and Wilson are here to start your day. With weather and time and traffic, a better song to play. Join Ross and Wilson for a New York style good morning on 77 WABC.
To the very first Jam jingle I played on the radio. To the very first Jam jingle I actually paid for.
Jeffrey T.
On the radio.
To the first composite jingle package I was able to convince my radio station to spend 10 grand on.
The 80s channel. 103.1 WXXY.
When I launched my internet radio station in 2003, the jingle choice was obvious.
80sNow.com.
Look, I could go on for hours and hours playing my favorite jingle cuts, but we just don't have the time. There are bigger names on the other lines. I didn't even get to my Sonovox collection. John, Mary Lynn, thank you so much for creating Jam Creative Productions, and happy 30th anniversary to you. You deserve nothing but the best. You've created something incredible that has inspired many, including me, the self-appointed jingle geek. Also, thanks to Tom Parma and Carrie Bass for hooking me up with some cuts over the years. You guys are the best.
He doesn't suck, doesn't blow, Jeffro on the radio.